I'm tired, I'm worn, my heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes, I've let my hope fail, my soul feels crushed by the weight of this world.
Was blind, but now. I was a little slow on the draw on that one. So you've all heard the arguments for and against God and for and against the Bible and all that kind of stuff. And so in the day and age that we live in, some folks kind of believe that they're a lot more intelligent than maybe they really are. So it's possible that they might overlook something. Or in the phrase that I like to say, they kind of overthink the simple, you know. So I come across this article. It says, why is it so difficult to believe? Have you ever heard yourself or someone else say, I can't believe God's word, it's just impossible? I mean, if you think about it, there's a lot of stories in the Bible that seem impossible. You know, Jesus walking on water, you know, or God speaking into existence, the heaven and the earth. But if you look back and you look at science got pretty much the same problem going on too. Because science says that there was this great big bang that just kind of, a massive explosion that threw everything out there and just made it everything that we are today. And, you know, at some point the right chemistry mixed and we basically evolved from little squiggly things to whatever, and then finally out to the came crawling out of the ocean and eventually become man over all these millions or billions of years. So either way, it requires a little bit of faith to believe that your explanation or my explanation is right, you know. Do I lean more towards science because science seems to be more plausible because it don't seem to have any kind of magical realm of existence in it, such as being able to walk on water? I mean, if you think about it, walking on water seems physically impossible. Kind of like flying seems physically impossible. And some folks even went as far as to say if we were meant to fly, God would have gave us wings. I don't know why they would say that if they were non-believers. But anyway, regardless, you know, faith is a tricky thing, you know. You have to want to believe in anything in order to be able to have faith, to have true faith, to have faith in science or to have faith in a higher power. You have to want it. It's not something that can be forced upon you, you know. If you don't want to believe something, you're not going to believe it, period. That's just who you are and what you are. So as you walk through your life on your own personal spiritual journey, you'll find your way to wherever it is that you want to go. You'll find your way, you know, eventually to the truth. You know, it's whether you want to take a hard road or a soft road or whatever, you know, it's your journey. It's your life. So, you know, as a Christian, it's not my job to sit here and convince you that I'm right, or, you know, that you need to listen to what I got to say, because I'm on that journey too. And I have to walk by faith. My faith tells me that the best way for me to glorify my Creator is to be the best that I can possibly be and lead my life by example, you know. And if for some reason you look from the outside of my life looking in and you see things that you know, are good and you want to adopt those into your life, well, then, you know, I've done my job. So I don't have to try to convince you whether there is a God or there isn't a God. That's up to you. You have to choose faith. Faith isn't an easy choice because it, you know, it comes with responsibility. When you think about the rules set down before us, the Ten Commandments, you know, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, and you might be tempted to do either or all of the above. You know, you might get angry and want to go out and kill somebody, or you might think you need something more than somebody else, and you might decide to steal it. But there were reasons why we weren't supposed to do these things. You know, because it wasn't good for us. It wasn't good for us spiritually, mentally, or emotionally, or even physically, for that matter. Because things seem to, you know, come back on us when we do wrong things. And the farther you get away from the light, the more you get into the darkness, the less you can see. And so how can you have faith if you're living in darkness and you don't, you just can't see? You can't see the forest through the trees, you know? Even though you're standing in it. Yeah, faith is kind of a strange thing. Have you ever heard yourself or someone else say, I can't believe God's word, it's just impossible? I heard a statement like that from a young person who was on the threshold of choosing his way in life. Now I'm reading this from that article. This is pretty much verbatim what they said. You know, Jesus says in Matthew 23:37, how often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wing, but you were not willing. Jesus ain't going to force you to come over to them. God's not going to force you to come back. It's your choice. That's this life we live in. It's a kind of a, you know, strange life. And throughout our entire life, we've been told lots of things, not necessarily all true either. There are people out there that have a reason why they wouldn't want us to know God. There are people around, in this world that have a reason why they wouldn't want us to be good people. You know, there's an agenda out there, whether it be dark or light, good or evil. There are folks out there who have a different view on things. They don't want you being good people. Jesus was looking for their willingness. He wanted to gather the people of Israel, but he had to acknowledge that many were not willing to believe. The same is true today. In his mercy, Jesus has extended us an invitation through God's word, but the question is whether we're willing to believe it. Faith does not require special abilities or knowledge. Neither is faith just bestowed upon a few particular devout spiritual people. Each one of us can lay hold of faith and make a decision to live by it. Faith is about obedience. Romans 1:5, 16-26 talks about it. You know, when I talk about all this kind of stuff, I understand there's folks out there that get offended by the word Jesus. You know, they just don't like that word. Of course, the book said that you'd be hated for my name's sake. You know, you'd be despised. Why would people despise the word of Jesus? You know, well, I suppose because if you got free will and you think that somebody's trying to take away that free will by making you follow in line and, you know, do the right thing, well, you might be a little resentful. You might be a little rebellious. That's one of the things in our nature. We seem to be rebellious about everything. But the reality is that, you know, even with your own children, your father, well, he'll set rules down for you because those rules that he, in his wisdom, knows that, you know, if you do certain things, you're going to get hurt. He don't want you to get hurt. You know, you go out there, you lie, you steal, you cheat, commit adultery, and do all these things that you were warned against, and that actions have consequences. So in order to live in faith, you have to live in the faith that, number one, God does exist, and number two, there's a rule set in place, and there are repercussions to not following those rules. See, a good Christian's not going to go out there and beat somebody over the head with the Bible and say, believe this, or go to hell. That's not what a Christian does. You know, in reality, Jesus Christ wasn't a Christian. Jesus Christ was the Christ. He didn't come down here to start a religion. You know, he didn't come down here to start Christianity. Where the terminology came from down the line and how it got changed from one thing to the next and, you know, all that, you know, that's debatable throughout history. But to me, being a Christian means that I follow the teachings of Christ, what he talked about, his sermon on the Temple Mount or Sermon on the Mount and that kind of thing, you know, the things that he talked about, honoring thy mother and father, loving thy neighbor and all that kind of stuff, you know. You know, but why is it so difficult to believe, and I'm quoting from this deal again, is that we can look at what the Bible tells us about people of Israel in the wilderness, that they have been given a promise of the promised land, and land flowing with milk and honey. They had experienced God's miracles, and he had come to their aid countless times. Nevertheless, they ended up wandering around in the wilderness for 40 years. All but two of those who left Egypt died without ever entering the promised land. Why did they choose to die in their unbelief? It must have been their unwillingness to fight against the enemies in the land. They were not willing to fight and suffer in order to obtain that promise. If by faith I'm going to make a commitment in blind confidence that the word of God is true, then at the same time I must be willing to abide in the word and do what is written. Faith will lead me into obedience to God word, and here I need a firm resolute willingness, which will bring me battles as I relinquish everything of myself, but then I will also get everything back again, as it is written in Revelation 3:2-1, to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. That's what Jesus talked about. You know, just it's really something when you talk about faith. I'm going to go on here for a second. It says, for many people, it may seem foolish to say that you simply believe that a promise will be fulfilled for you, but the truth is that living in faith is the verse can guide you to a happy life in hope of eternal glory with Jesus. The only question is whether I'm willing or not. You know, that's why I say Jesus didn't say, you know, do it or else. I didn't say that, but, you know, as our bridge back to God, then, you know, there were certain things that we had to abide by. You know, I can make the decision whenever I want. It can begin with a simple prayer, dear God, help me to believe you. God is enthusiastic. Once again, I'm quoting from the paper here. God is enthusiastic when people make such decisions of faith, whether it is your first feeble cry for salvation or the ongoing steps of obedience in a battle against the enemy being evil, you know, the darkness. He will quickly strengthen your will for what is good, you know, and it'll basically hold you accountable. When you go to faith, it'll hold you'll hold yourself accountable, you know, so that you can try to walk that path. It's not always easy to overcome temptations and such. So anyway, let's see, I already read that part right there, and give a greater fulfillness of faith, so that it becomes easier and easier to choose the way of obedience of faith. that scripture there was taken from the King James Version. There's many versions of the Bible out there, and that's one of the things that is so confusing to people, is all the different versions of the Bible. But no matter how you tell the truth, no matter what terminology you use to tell the truth, as long as you're telling the truth, then you're in the right word. Because Jesus said, I am the truth. I am the way, I am the life. You know, and so to believe that, it requires faith. And in order to have faith, you have to be willing to, you know, to submit yourself to the what God said to do and what not to do. Is that going to make you perfect? No. And is it going to make your life better right out of the gate? No, that's going to be trials and tribulations. I mean, he did say you'd be hated for his name. And you see this here in today's world, just a mere mention of the word Jesus, it offends people of different faiths. They don't like it, you know. It's against their way of thinking. Could very well be that we're all talking about the same creator, but we're just using different terminology. You know, Jesus in many different names, whether it be Hebrew or, you know, different languages or whatever. Regardless, my reasoning for being a Christian and the reasoning for my faith in believing that there is a God and there's a higher power that that, you know, I'll be held accountable to, and you know, basically a creator, a God of all things that we are, you know, in here. I believe we're here for a purpose. I you know, and so with that said, even though I could never fill the shoes of Jesus, I want to try to walk that path as close as I possibly can, because, you know, that I believe in the words that he spoke. You know, I do want to honor my mother and father. I do want to be faithful to my wife. I do want to not hurt people. I don't want to kill. I don't want to steal. Those are all things that I know in my spirit that are wrong. And so, you know, at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, if all of what I believed in was just what I believed in, and, you know, it turned out to just be something completely different, then at least I, you know, had my faith, and at least I had a spiritual grounding that kept me out of trouble. And so, you know, some folks might not like it when I say something like that, but I'm sorry. But until I'm convinced otherwise, I'm always going to believe in God. This world is such an amazing miracle in itself. It just, the way that it works and all that, it's just amazing. It's beyond amazing. It is beautiful. It is a self regenerating, it's a self-contained biosphere of epic proportions. It's an amazing place to live. I mean, we could make it a lot better. I mean, we actually cause each other a lot of trials and tribulations that aren't necessary. We don't have to hurt each other. You know, we don't have to get greedy and angry at one another. We don't have to resort to violence because we can't get our way. And I don't believe that we have to harm anybody and force them to believe. Because the truth, that's the funny thing about truth. Truth is going to come out. Truth is unstoppable force. It's just like love is an unstoppable force. Light is an unstoppable force. The light always overcomes the darkness. The truth always overcomes the lie. And so, I'm not worried about finding truth. I know that one day I will find the truth. But this journey that I'm on, it's my journey. It's mine alone. I have to walk this journey. And if I share this journey with you and you find anything that is worthy of adopting, you might just accept that into your life. You might be looking for God. You might find yourself in a position where you say a prayer. Dear God, help me. Help me to believe in you. You know, I've had times whenever I had my faith tested, I just, you know, had a hard time believing. But I was also blinded by the reality of this world that, you know, I couldn't see that I was standing on the miracle that I was praying for. Please, Lord, let me find a treasure, something that I could use or sell in order to be able to fulfill my dreams here in this world. And I didn't realize that at all that time that I was praying, I was standing right there on it. And God was probably saying, look down, son. Look at what you got. Look around. Look at this world that I have gifted you. And I was too blind to see it. Because it didn't have a dollar sign on it. Because it didn't have gold or silver or something that we know is to be wealth. And I didn't realize that. But when I did realize it, it changed my life. You know, I've always been thankful for my blessings. I've always been thankful that there was food on my plate. I've always been thankful for my family and my friends. But there was always something in my mind that was missing. In my quest to seek God and try to find, that glory, I'd overlooked everything. God never was not there. God was always there. Always there to keep me out of trouble. Every time I got in trouble and I said, I promised God, oh God, please get me out of this and I'll never do this again. Of course, chances are I probably did it again, whatever it was. You know, because I'm just like any other human. But nonetheless, I was saved. I was still here. You know, so you could say it was a coincidence. I choose to believe it was God. I choose to believe it was the hand of my Creator that loved me enough to keep me out of harm's way. But once again, it all falls down to faith. You can't be faithful unless you're willing to submit to, there might be some rules. Don't kill people. Don't hurt people. Now, am I saying that Christianity is the only way that you can believe? No, I'm not saying that, because I have to live by faith. I have to find the truth, and to me, this is my truth. Something would have to drastically change in order to change that truth. So I do the best I can with what I got to work with. And I hope to not be offensive around. But I'm not ashamed to say the word Jesus. I'm not ashamed to say the Lord is my Savior. I'm not ashamed to say it. Because to me, Jesus is my Savior. Jesus to me is the Son of God, God in the flesh. And so with that, you know, I'm doing all right. My spiritual journey is all right. And I believe that the words, the truth, it'll all come out. Like I said, truth is an unstoppable force. You can lie all your life, but eventually the truth will come out. Just like love. You can try to bury it, but love is a powerful force. And if you love somebody, and you don't have any need to harm them, true love isn't boastful, it ain't hurtful. When you love somebody, you'll know you love somebody. And when you love God, you'll know that you love God. Regardless of whether or not you think you can hear God or not, you might not be listening the right way. Just like I probably wasn't listening the right way when I kept saying those prayers, God, please send me a treasure. And I realized I was surrounded by treasure. I was surrounded by family. I was surrounded by friends. I was surrounded by nature and all the beauty of this earth that I stand upon. And like I said, throughout my entire life, I never went hungry. And unfortunately, there are some folks in this world who do. Because I have love in my heart, it breaks my heart to know that there's anyone out there that isn't as blessed as I am. And so I'm on a quest to try to do something about it. I'm on a quest to try to, if not with my physical hands, if I'm not capable of being there, to at least uplift a spirit and give them the hope and the faith to believe in themselves and to believe in God. I don't have to be mean to them. God wouldn't want me to be mean to them, to tell them terrible things if they didn't listen to what I have to say. God loves all his children, even those who don't believe in him. You know, it's just like me and my children. There were times when my children didn't like me, you know, and I had to stay consistent regardless. I knew that eventually when they grew up and they got some wisdom, they'd understand. I wasn't trying to be mean to them when I told them they couldn't go to a party, or I wasn't trying to be mean to them when I told them that, you know, they couldn't have a certain object that they wanted so badly. I always told them about not stealing. So it's a life journey from the time we're born to try to get through this world without being discouraged, without being told that we're not worthy. You are worthy of God's love. You are worthy of the glory of God. See, in Genesis it talks about God created man in his image. We're part of creation, each and every one of us. We are special. God knows every single hair on your head. He knows you. Knows what you want. Knows what you're going to do. He's just hoping you'll take that free will and you'll fall in love with God and you want to come back to Him. You know, the farther you get away from the light, the darker life becomes. And that's a terrible thing for some folks. That's a terrible thing for everybody. And so my job as a Christian is not to try to convert you or twist your mind into believing what I believe or agreeing with me or try to make myself to sound better than you, because all men are created equal under the eyes of God. It's my job to be the best that I can be in order for me to be able to glorify my God by my actions. So I do what I do because I do love my God. And I do have faith. And I do believe. And it's not, like I said, it's not an easy task. Especially in the world that we live in. We live in a world that is violent, deceitful. We all want our world to be better. Some of us have different ideas of how to actually get there. And so, you know, with all that said, it's an adventure. It's definitely an adventure. You know, to all those folks out there who are non-believers and atheists and all that, agnostic, maybe not just your... You don't have to hate me for what I believe in. It's a choice. You have to choose to hate me for what I believe in. And I make a promise to you. I'm not going to force my beliefs upon you. I'm not going to hesitate to talk about my beliefs or tell you about my faith. But I'm not going to force it on you. That's not what God would want. God don't want to force his children to come back. He wants his children to come back because they love him. It's that simple. Let's play a couple songs. You've been listening to The Hope Show. Peace and love, everybody. Take care.
Everybody falls sometimes. Gotta find the strength to rise. From the ashes and make a new beginning. Anyone can feel the ache. You think it's more than you can take. But you're stronger, stronger than you know. Don't you give up now. The sun will soon be shining.
Rise, my soul will rest in your embrace. listen again, he's paid.